What's up, everyone? Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, letting go of attachment and embracing freedom. You know that feeling when you're holding onto something so tight, it starts to feel like a burden? Maybe it's a relationship, a job, an outcome, or even just a thought pattern. We get caught up in needing things to be a certain way, and that regret can actually prevent us from experiencing true joy and living life to the fullest. Think about it, when we cling too tightly, we open ourselves up to disappointment, frustration, and even resentment. But what if I told you there's a way to loosen those reins, let go of the need for control, and step into a space of freedom and possibility? This isn't about becoming apathetic or indifferent, it's about cultivating inner strength and peace by accepting things as they are. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First, recognize your attachments. What are you holding onto so tightly? Be honest with yourself. Is it a fear of the unknown, a desire for validation, or simply a habit of clinging to what's familiar? Identifying these attachments is the first step toward letting go. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing something just out of reach? That could be attachment talking. It's often fueled by our ego, whispering that we need this thing to feel complete or happy. Second, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you find yourself getting caught up in thoughts about the past or worries about the future, gently guide your focus back to your breath, your body's sensations, or the sounds around you. Mindfulness helps us detach from our emotional reactions and see things more clearly. It's like stepping back and observing your thoughts instead of being swept away by them. Third, accept what is. This doesn't mean resigning yourself to a life of unhappiness. It means acknowledging reality as it unfolds, without resistance or denial. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control how you respond to it. Accepting things as they are allows us to move forward with grace and resilience. Remember that flexibility is key. Sometimes the best thing we can do is adapt and flow with the changes around us. Fourth, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can learn from it. You can't always predict the future, but you can take steps to prepare for it. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your control, put your energy into cultivating positive habits, building strong relationships, and pursuing your passions. It's like shifting your focus from reacting to life to actively shaping it. And finally, embrace the journey. Letting go of attachment is a lifelong process, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel completely free and moments when you crave control. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that each step forward brings you closer to a life of greater peace and fulfillment. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a dinner party, surrounded by people you haven't met before. You feel this pressure to impress them, to make sure everyone likes you. You try so hard to control the conversation, to steer it in a way that makes you look good. But then, something amazing happens. You let go of that need to be perfect, you relax into the moment, and start genuinely listening to others. Suddenly, the conversation flows more naturally, you connect with people on a deeper level, and you actually have fun. This is what it's like when we let go of attachment. We open ourselves up to new experiences, genuine connections, and unexpected joy. So remember this. Freedom isn't about doing whatever you want, whenever you want. True freedom comes from living with intention, accepting what is, and trusting in the unfolding of life. Take a deep breath, let go of those tight grips, and step into the spaciousness that awaits you. This episode was all about letting go of attachment and embracing freedom, two concepts that can totally transform your life when you truly embrace them. Remember, identify those attachments, practice mindfulness, accept what is, focus on what you can control, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. I want to hear from you guys. What's one thing you can let go of today to create more freedom in your life? Share it with me in the comments or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Virtue so you never miss an episode filled with wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.